Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The home team.
And here we go.
All right, so rolling into hour number two. The home team presented by Golden Pantry. Eat, drink, be golden. Chris and Jeff are with you. Jeff has arrived back in town from a lengthy day yesterday out at Hoover. And if Georgia had won, he'd currently be sitting in a weather delay. And hopefully we don't get any of that nonsense next week here in Athens for the Athens Regional, which most certainly Georgia will be hosting. We'll find out for sure on Sunday, and then I guess on Monday we'll learn about all of the matchups and who's coming to town to take a beating from the Dogs, who have played well at home all year.
Yeah, it's been a fun season too, Chris, and I just can't begin to express and tell everybody, if you're a Georgia fan, you'd be so proud of these guys. They are great kids. They really are. I enjoy every one of them. They're fun to be around, and you can tell that they love each other. They pick each other up, and that's a nice thing. If somebody makes an error, then the pitcher will strike out the next guy. If the pitcher gives up a hit, then Georgia will turn a double play. If one guy can't get a bunt down, the next guy gets a base hit. They've just done a great job with that all season long.
Jeff, let's open up today's 5 at 5 now, brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. This is the last great sports weekend of the year to this point until we get to football season. But there's basketball this week. There's racing this weekend. There's baseball, of course, this weekend. There's hockey this weekend.
Come on, Golden Knights.
There's the French Open starts. I guess you do have. Yeah, I mean, you do have. Where are they at in golf? The Texas still. It's not
this
a great tournament, I guess. But
it used to be. They don't even call it the Colonial anymore.
It's the Dean and DeLuca now, I think.
Yeah, it's the Colonial. Like Ben Hogan won it 5 times.
Yeah. But it doesn't get. I guess Spieth plays in it. I don't know. It doesn't really. I don't think it has a great field. But
that used to be one of the three or four biggest non-major tournaments. But Dean and DeLuca doesn't quite. You know, that's what they should say. This is the Colonial presented by Dean and DeLuca.
Yeah, they should. But so they've stripped it of the Colonial name altogether.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
here we go. Monday is really the day, though. Because on Monday, you're going to have Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals, assuming Golden State beats Houston in Oakland without Chris Paul.
You don't like Houston sans Paul to go in there and win in Oak Town?
I do not.
Okay.
In fact,
I mean, I'll give you 39.5 in Houston.
And I don't like Boston tonight, which begs the question, should they even bother playing either of these Game 6s?
Just stay.
Like, they're polluting the environment by flying from Boston to Cleveland and then from Houston to Oakland and then back again. They could have stayed in Boston and just called tonight Game 7.
No, I agree. Both teams, I think, would have been a little bit fresher for it. But, I mean, especially without Paul. I mean, literally, Golden State might win by 25-30 in Game 6.
The number, I think it opened at 10, and I think it's gone up. It's about 11 or 12 now.
And by the way, I will say, Chris, I was – laying in bed, flipping back and forth between the SEC tourney and the basketball, I guess, Tuesday night in Birmingham. And that Game 4 comeback win by Houston and Oakland, that was big time. I mean,
and last night was a great game, too.
It was. But, so, I mean, for the Warriors to be up 2-1 and to be up 12 in that fourth quarter and to lose that, I don't think anybody saw that coming. And then, especially at the end, Durant put up a couple of bad shots, and he and Thompson and Curry didn't seem to be – in sync, did they?
They had horrible possessions again last night, and even that last one where Curry gave it up to Green, and then Green just dribbled it off his knee. They had a chance. I guess they were down 2, so they had a chance to either tie it or maybe win the game at the buzzer there. But Golden State a year ago, that team, their average margin of victory was 12 points per game, which was twice as high as the second best team in the NBA. Now, this year it was not as high, but Golden State, you know, they had a bunch of guys injured. They went like 10-17 down the stretch. It wasn't the same, but
I just seriously, those guys have not been in close games, and now they're in close games in the playoffs. And those last possessions, like, you had Curry, Thompson, and Durant were all basically just standing side by side staring at each other.
I know. It wasn't smooth. I thought they were in some early trouble last night. And my take on Klay Thompson, I know he's streaky, but, Chris, I've felt the last couple of years when he's on that he's the number one scorer in the league. When his shot is on, I think he's the most explosive scorer in the NBA. Last night, I don't know if you remember this, in the second period, he missed a wide-open three and missed a wide-open 15, 16-footer on the left baseline, and that just wasn't a good sign for Golden State. And at that point, it was a 2-3-point game, and you're used to seeing him bury those shots. And, you know, if he makes those, then all of a sudden, instead of it being a 2-3-point game down, you're a 3-point game up, and they're so explosive. So, I mean, the thing is, though, for Houston, they'll have to have Paul back to win Game 7.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, whatever his point total is for tomorrow night, Durant's going to actually absolutely go off, because he's the – it seems like with each passing day, there's, like, some superstar that gets in the media's, you know, crosshairs. You know, Chris Paul before Game 4 was, but this guy's a playoff dud, that he went out and had – a huge game four, and then he didn't hit a shot. He was like 0-for-8 last night in the first half, and then came out and had an incredible second half. And now, you know, Durant will be the latest. His last two games, he didn't hit a shot in the last 8 minutes of game four. He wasn't very good last night either, but now he's getting dogged, and so I expect him tomorrow night. He'll come out and score like 40.
By the way, all-timer stuff, we just are talking about it with Paul. I mean, Wake Forest, for their history, Duncan and Paul's a pretty darn good 1-2 punch.
That's about as good as anywhere it's going to get you.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah. Maybe it's not quite as good as, like, North Carolina's 1-2 punch.
Or UCLA, but still.
Connecticut's, or not Connecticut, Kentucky's.
But that's
Wake Forest, that's strong,
pretty impressive, though.
You know, for little old Wake Forest, sure.
Little old Wake Forest, not bad.
All right, but here we go. For Monday, mm-hmm. I want you to order these from least to most important. Game 7 of the Western Finals, the French Open starts, baseball, or Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, it's Major League Baseball on Memorial Day, so that's the least important.
All right. Braves have a big doubleheader against the Mets.
Well, that's good. I think Major League Baseball, they ought to play doubleheaders across the board on Memorial Day. I've always thought Memorial Day, Independence Day, and Labor Day, the three summer holidays, play Twin Bills those days. And by the way, that would also be a good way to get you a tiny bit of breathing room in the schedule. Could be a nice little tradition to start. Anyways.
Yeah, it would get you an extra off day somewhere, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would. So I would say the baseball would be at the bottom. Chris, I hope we have two good Game 7s in basketball. I got a feeling at least one of them is going to be a dud, though.
If Chris Paul, even if the game's in Houston, if Paul's not playing in Game 7.
Golden State will beat him.
Right. I mean, I certainly don't think, if Cleveland gets to Game 7, I don't think LeBron is going to get smoked in the seventh game.
I don't either. So I would,
even if they don't win, but I don't think it's good. I don't think Boston would blow them out.
I agree. So then I would say the French would be next up, because it's the first round. You hope, knock on wood, there are no big upsets. That's one of those everybody thinks that's great. Then you get to the round of 16, it's like, oh, I sure would like to see so-and-so in there.
Well, on the men's side, I'm pretty sure Rafa's not going to go down early.
He's got a pretty good chance there. Chris, then next I would say, I love the hockey, but it is only game one, so I would say that would be next. Then I'd say Boston, Cleveland, then the biggie, Houston and Golden State.
Okay. Boston and Cleveland is Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And so you'll just have the Western Game 7 Monday night.
So that would kind of be a cool thing to play them both. But I guess –
because Boston, Cleveland play tonight, and then tomorrow you got Game 6 Western, then Sunday is the seventh game of the East.
I hope they play them the Sunday game. I hope they play them both at, like, you know, 6 o'clock or something. You don't need to play those too late.
I doubt they're going to do that.
Don't you agree, though? That'd be a great time. You know, still daylight, a lot of people at the beach, at the lake.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you're on, on Monday to not have to wait around till 9 to watch the Game 7 of the Western Final.
I will be behind closed eyes.
I'm going to guess that's That's
Memorial Day. They should play that at like 4:30.
I remember watching, you know, like the Bulls and Knicks in the 90s.
Yeah.
They would play Memorial Day, but it would be in the afternoon.
They did, and I can remember too being a kid, you know, watching the Sixers and the Lakers, or the Sixers and Celtics, or Lakers and Celtics.
Yeah. Cleveland-Boston, Game 7 will be at 8:30 on Sunday, and Game 7 will be at 9 on Monday.
Oh, that's a killer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's – well, so much for that.
The must-watch thing of the weekend, though, will be the pregame.
Oh, Vegas.
Oh, well, I don't know. Is it in Vegas or is it in Washington?
You know what? I'm glad it's not in Tampa, I'll tell you that. Nothing against Tampa. I love the city of Tampa, but
– this is the first time, I think, since 07 that the winner of the Stanley Cup will have never won the Stanley Cup.
Oh, that's pretty cool. But for you got to be happy for Washington. I mean, they've blown it so many times in the postseason.
Now, I'm happy for Vegas because that's my team.
I was getting to them next.
Those are my guys. Hang on.
We started that bandwagon, Brame.
The game one is in Vegas,
okay,
so if there's something to check, you got to watch the pregame. You don't have to watch the actual game.
Even if you don't like hockey.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, listen, I've basketball my whole life. I love it. The hockey, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's HDTV, and there have been so many blowouts in the NBA playoffs, and this is a tried and true. I love basketball. Good gosh. The hockey playoffs have been way better. I just think they've been more exciting. And it's turned into a more exciting game unless Golden State's playing because of the way they move the basketball.
Yeah, when Golden State gets hot and they're on a roll,
they're fun to watch. But some of the just isolation in basketball now in the NBA, it can get kind of stagnant and tough to watch. Hockey's great, the way those guys move and they move the puck around.
Well, and there's not a lot of scoring, so even if a game is like 2 or 3 to nothing, you feel like, I mean, the other team always is still, you got a shot. Even if it's 3-0, if you get one goal, then like, you know, okay, now you get another goal. And
that happens sometimes. Then you get that face-off. They can get 2 in a row, boom, boom.
Yeah, but a blowout in these basketball playoffs, you pretty much have been able to turn the channel after the first quarter.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen. By the way, a little history, though. It happened in 81 and in 86. Boston and Houston have twice before met in the NBA Finals.
I know. And it would be quite the upset if they met in these NBA Finals.
I would rather, you know, it's one of those things I'd probably rather see Golden State and LeBron, but that would be the blowout. If Golden State gets in, they're blowing them out.
I think they're blowing out Boston, too.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, Houston is the one team that can beat Golden State, but Houston's vulnerable to either Cleveland or Boston.
Well, and especially if somehow Houston was able to win Game 7 at home without Paul, then he was... I mean, he's got a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee he's just going to miss tomorrow. He ain't playing tomorrow for sure. But there's no guarantee he's going to be back Monday.
No. Or if he does come back, those things, you can tweak it again.
I assume the NBA Finals start next Thursday because I know they always start on a Thursday.
Because they want to do what? Thursday, Sunday, Tuesday.
Thursday,
Sunday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think they start Thursday. I don't know. Maybe they don't. Maybe they'll start Sunday.
Yeah, it would be either Thursday or Sunday.
All right, moving on in the – by the way, I wonder when Washington has arrived in Vegas.
Maybe they ought to just get – just tell Alex Ovechkin, look, you got one night, just go out and have a good one. You don't even have to practice the next day. You can just sit by the pool all day, get it out of your system.
That game starts at 8 o'clock Monday, so they probably ought to just leave Monday morning.
I'm telling you, or go tonight.
And just let them, hey, we're going to go early. You're going to have your night.
Get out there Friday night, and then, you know, Saturday is the recoup day. Y'all can go sit by the pool. Then Saturday night, we're going to sober up.
Then Sunday, we're going to have a skate around.
We're getting to work.
And then Monday, you're going to play.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe some light table actions.
That would be, after your skate around, you get a little light action
light
at the tables.
Action.
But nothing too long. All right, Jeff, moving on. So the NBA, we've already agreed that they shouldn't even bother to play either of the game sixes.
No question.
Both series are now 3-2. Houston leads 3-2. Boston leads 3-2. Who wins the NBA championship?
Golden State.
I think I'm with you on that. Who do they play?
Cleveland.
I think I'm with you on that, too. I think it's a crazy spot for the NBA that
it is.
Everyone, you know, it's like, Cleveland and Golden State are going to play in the finals again, and it's so predictable and bad for the league. If Houston and Boston end up playing in the NBA Finals, like, it, people that are complaining about Golden State and Cleveland won't watch Boston and Houston in the finals, though, either, right?
Because it's like you got the best team and the best player.
Yeah.
You really got the two best players.
Yeah. So if it ends up being Houston and Boston, I think it'll be a ratings killer.
I agree. I think Golden State and Boston would be good. And I think Houston and Cleveland, just because the LeBron factor would be there. You know, it'll be interesting, too, with LeBron. And if all the reports are that he's going, how much, if he's ready, just kind of done with it, with everything he's done, he's ready for that new chapter, will he have that dig deep factor in him in Game 7? What I mean? Or will it be like, let's say they get down 10, or will it be like, you know what, this is a swan song, it's been great, I won the title, I'm ready to start that new chapter, or is it, I am not going out like this?
I think if he feels like they have no chance to win the NBA championship, then he might in that game
that
7.
That dig deep might not be there.
Because that feels like what he did in his first go-around in Cleveland when I guess he knew he was leaving, and I think they lost to Boston.
Yes.
And they didn't. There wasn't like...
Oh, that's the year. They won like 66 games that year. That's when Boston had, Pierce, Garnett, and Allen.
Yeah.
So was that in 2010?
It was the year before he ended up.
Right.
Yeah, it was that. Then that summer he went and took his talents to South Beach.
So, now help me out. In 10, the Lakers beat Boston. Did Boston beat the Lakers in 8? The Lakers beat Orlando in 2009.
Yeah.
And then the Lakers beat Boston in 10, I believe, is the way that went.
Yeah. And then it ended up being...
Then it was LeBron versus a great team from the West, which has been awesome.
It was Mavericks, then the Thunder.
Yeah, so they lost to Dallas, beat the Thunder. That was a really good 5-game series, as strange as that may sound.
Beat the Spurs.
Lost to the Spurs.
And then that was it. Then he went back to Cleveland.
And they lost to Golden State, beat Golden State, lost to Golden State.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, hey, listen... You know, we kind of got on that after, what was it, after about 2012 or 13, we were the last horse to cross the line and figured out, well, listen, you know, as great as the West is, you're going to have a great team. And
the best player.
You got a great team against the best player.
Yeah. So it's just, it's 100% ratings gold. So I'm telling the NBA, I don't know, whatever they want LeBron to stay in the East. Now, I'm starting to wonder, and I have no idea about salary caps and all that and what these numbers are, but. Could LeBron decide, all right, all these guys, you know, Jordan had Phil Jackson. I'm going to have Brad Stevens. Could he go to Boston?
They'd be a powerhouse. Now, what would Boston do with Kyrie Irving then?
Get rid of him.
Give him back to Cleveland?
Yeah. Hey, you don't want to play with me? Go. You're out. Plus, you think the earth is flat.
Yeah, that's a little troublesome.
You went to Duke and you think the earth is flat.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, moving on to the 5 at 5, Jeff. Yesterday, some Game of the Year numbers were released by the South Point in Las Vegas. As you can imagine, this was discussed in great depth here on this show. But I'm going to throw a couple. There were 3 Georgia games on there.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the numbers, and you can give me your thoughts. Now, the first one, I mean, this one's already moved. Georgia opened at South Carolina, -11. That game has been bet to -14. Georgia laying 2 touchdowns in Columbia, South Carolina, week 2 of the season.
I'll tell you this. If we wind up covering that, Chris.
We're going to be good.
Yeah. Then, I mean, unless there's major injuries, we'll say all the caveats. But if we go into Columbia, South Carolina, and win by 15 or more points, we're going to have a heck of a season.
Game 2 of the season.
We're going to be really good again.
I feel like that, the South Carolina, they're really confident. And, that's setting up for a potential they get put in their place kind of Saturday.
Could be.
It'd be nice. All right, now the second number. Georgia -15 in the cocktail party. Now, that game has been bet down, and I think rightfully so, it's now -13.
Well, if we win by 14 or more, we're going to have a great season against the Gators.
Yeah. Well, at that point, I think we will have already been having a great season.
I would hope so, yes.
Then you've got this number has stayed the same. We're -3 at home against Auburn.
I like us there.
and then we're catching 4.5 against Tech.
They got us as a dog to tell. You got me all worked up. Yeah. Don't do that to me.
Send that over to Kirby, though. Don't just make him think that's true. Hey, there's this place in Vegas that has us catching 4.5 at home against Tech. Well, you know, we hadn't beaten them here in the last two times they've come.
That'd be some good fodder.
How much money would you unload if we were actually catching 4.5 points at home against Tech?
I'd put some cash on the dogs.
Yeah.
I think I could pay off the wedding.
I think you could. I think you'd be safe there.
Yes.
Anyway, so there you go. Georgia now minus 14 at South Carolina, minus 13 against the Gators, and still minus 3 against Auburn. And again, the interesting one is how LSU and Georgia is not a game of the year at this point.
It's going to take, hopefully, 19 and or 20. We win us a national championship and are beating Tech all these years. And maybe if we're sitting here in 4 or 5 years and Kirby and the Bulldogs have delivered a couple of national titles, we can get used to lines like that. But it's still kind of early.
It is.
For us, a long time Bulls, but whoa, we're favored by 14 at South Carolina.
I'm right there with you.
Oh, man.
I'm still most, 80% of me is still like, you got to take South Carolina and the points there.
Even
with what we did last year. Although what we did last year was only beat them by 14 points in Athens.
And that was here.
And even what we did to Florida last season, I'm still like, come on, we're laying 15 against the Gators?
No, I know.
That's way too much.
That's a lot of points.
And I guess people agreed because that number's come down to 13. Although we did have that number covered in like the first 8 minutes of last year's game.
First 8 offensive plays, it was 21-0.
Yeah. We ran 8 plays and had covered 15 and never looked back.
Gators.
Now, don't forget, though, I'm sure Kirby's filed away that blind squirrel comment that Mullen made.
Oh, yes.
So maybe 13's not enough in that one this year either.
Well, that might be one. Let's say if the Dogs are up 24-10 and Florida's got it fourth down at the 50 with like 2 minutes and we bat it down. Maybe we don't take the knee.
I would hope not.
Maybe Holyfield breaks one through.
I didn't like that we let up on Tech last year. I wasn't happy about that at all.
That was a sweet day.
Finally, Jeff, the Braves and Red Sox play tonight. Interleague series.
I don't like that interleague stuff.
Up in Fenway.
Yeah.
Odds that this is a World Series preview. Both of these teams currently leading their divisions.
I'd say about 1-10 or so. I think Boston could go. And I think Atlanta, like I said, my buddy Dr. Herto at our party last Saturday said, hey, JD, and Doc's my man. He follows those Braves. Said Atlanta's for real this year. Said, all right, that's all I need to know.
Yeah.
And the longer they go.
Couple of big deals about this weekend. First of all, the Red Sox have put together quite a record. They've played 15 games. That's it against teams above 500. The Braves have played like basically all their games against teams above 500.
So you smell an Atlanta whooping of the Bo Sox?
Braves are going to see 3 lefties this weekend. They're a major league best 9-3 this year against lefties with the highest batting average in the league, second highest on base percentage, highest slugging percentage, and the best OPS.
I love it.
So it's the Braves against lefties. Fenway Park, that green monster. Freddie's going to be licking his chops, and I'm going to hit some opposite field homers. Ronald Acuna.
Love it.
Dent that thing.
Love it.
Maybe by Monday, the Yankees will be in first place.
Come on, Yanks.
And then what will happen Monday is the Braves will come back to the not-so-friendly confines of SunTrust Park and probably get swept by the Mets in a doubleheader.
That could happen. Yeah, that could happen.
All right, there's today's 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.